Ashley Holzberg, Chad Seawald, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us, Julie. It's great to be here.
Your AtCon over Georgetown Way is on the near horizon. Let's break the code. What does AtCon, A-T-Con, stand for?
It is All Things Con, which, not to be confused with All Things Considered, for us, it's a celebration of all things Fort Wayne.
What makes our fair city so celebratory in your minds?
Definitely the pop culture, the music, all forms of art. We have so much to offer in our great city.
Those are all wonderful things to be celebrating and celebrating with, but it really is all Fort Wayne oriented.
Absolutely. Anyone involved and everyone involved has to be a part of Fort Wayne in some way. We are celebrating Fort Wayne first and foremost, and we're trying to target people that you may not have heard of or seen. We want to, introduce people to new folks. Food, well, there's all sorts of amazing food in Georgetown we're celebrating. If it's pop culture, and we're geeky, and we've got books, comics, and things that can funnel things through there. We're sponsored by Nerd Asylum Podcast, all locally produced. So yeah, it's all a local production.
This collaboration also connects Sweet So Geek with the Georgetown Public Library and Georgetown Entertainment, which is also known as Georgetown Bowl, and books, comics, and things. Now, Chad, Sweet So Geek is the new kid on the block, and you are fond of this kind of fest. So I'm asking you, how did this come about?
This came about because we had our Harry Potter days we used to have at our old locations that grew beyond our ability to even host them at our store. And so we gave those to the Salvation Army as a charity event. And at the new location, we wanted to do something as well to break up the winter, get families out and about to do something. And we decided not to celebrate just one fandom. The name came from the fact that I looked at my wife and said, let's celebrate all things. And I realized there's no way, even though our store is bigger now, that we could do it by ourselves. So I reached out to other folks and wanted to include as many as we could.
That's fantastic. You didn't have to look very far in that neighborhood either.
Not at all. Georgetown Entertainment being right down the way, the library's right across the way from us, books, comics, and things right around the corner, still within the shopping center area. It was a perfect fit.
Okay, all things Fort Wayne. Now that is a big topic. What's the focus, past, present, and future, about Fort Wayne?
For us, it's really the people involved. We want to showcase some of the unique things in Fort Wayne. In fact, some of our panels that we'll be hosting at the library are going to focus on some of these.
Yeah, one thing is the unique in Fort Wayne discussion. One of our panels is discussing artists, podcasts, just folks in Fort Wayne, just being proud every day.
It really sounds like a lot of this is about pride. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, definitely. We are celebrating all things Fort Wayne, local. We're definitely trying to bring the community together with this event.
Georgetown itself is a genuine shopping center, meaning not a strip or a mall. How are you working this to your advantage?
We're trying to include everything in there, from the restaurants and other businesses to the fact that it is kind of a close-knit community and you can do everything in that area. It may be the middle of February when we're doing the event, but there's not a whole lot of outdoor exposure that you have to deal with between location and location. As well as once you're in one of the spots, there's plenty to do in those spots. So
that is great. And of course, you've got lots of parking.
Oh yeah, tons of parking, lots of involvement with the shops in the area, and we just want to showcase Fort Wayne and celebrate.
Meanwhile, nothing's off limits, and there are many, many interesting shops in that shopping center that certainly welcome either a revisit or maybe a first-time visit.
Absolutely, and there's new shops coming to the shopping center as well.
That's perfect then. And how will you be staging the actual activities to best accommodate this wild and crazy idea of yours, if I may call it that?
Absolutely. No, I think anytime you're trying to start something new, it's definitely has to be wild and crazy to go out on the limb and do those sort of things. For us, the four main anchor spots, books, comics, and things, the Georgetown Library, Georgetown Entertainment, and us at Sweet So Geek will each have activities. We'll have panels will be hosted at the library. We'll have some not-for-profits set up there at the library as well. We'll have classes and gaming activities going on at Sweet So Geek. Books, comics, and things. We'll be having a sale and tables and vendors as well. And Ashley, what sort of classes are going on at Georgetown?
Well, I'm super excited. We are hosting a How to Bowl class. So it's going to be something new and just teach you a little bit about the history of bowling, a little bit of how to there. A lot of people just think that it's for fun, but it's actually a really dedicated sport, and it's the fastest growing high school sport in Indiana.
What a clever idea. You guys are really, really covering a little bit of everything. Now, bottom line, can one actually celebrate all of the things that you've talked about and more in this 2-day span?
Not just the 2 days, but even more than that. On Thursday before, we're hosting the kickoff event with Blackberry Creative. We have a class that's sold out in 3 days, teaching brush lettering techniques. Mm. We are going to have a baking class on the Friday night before. We have an all-night Dungeons & Dragons game happening at the store. That's a ticketed event starting at 7 p.m. Saturday. Sunday, we have all sorts of gaming options going on at the store. And that's just at our location. There's going to be more going on throughout, and you can definitely celebrate all things Fort Wayne in those 2 days. There's tons to do, plus our scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt, now that does sound exciting.
Yes, the scavenger hunt. Everyone attending at con will have their posts, and they'll go around and find clues and solve the mystery throughout the plaza at all the different shops. The four main places, of course, and then everybody who wants to be involved at the square.
And this is going to be as new age and wild and crazy in 21st century as you can think to make it.
We're going to make it as fun as we possibly can. There'll be a riddle that you have to solve at every single location. There'll be a clue. Sometimes they may ask you to find the clue and where it is in their spot. Others will just have it posted. But once you've solved that, there'll be one overarching question that you have to answer. And then people that answer that question correctly will be entered into a drawing for prizes from Georgetown Square.
Oh my goodness. So this is the real deal. You
Absolutely.
Take even your craziness seriously.
Very much so.
And being a midwinter celebration, is it happening rain or shine or snow? Or rather, whatever old man winter throws at you.
Yes, Julie. Rain or shine, snow, sleet, we will be ready and excited to celebrate all things.
Okay, we'll take that under advisement. And attendee-wise, it is all-age friendly. What kind of cross-generational, cross-interest connections are you hoping for?
Well, we offer bowling, we have arcade games, we have a full restaurant menu. Any age group could come and celebrate with us.
And then the Georgetown Library, of course, has things for all ages. They're setting up one of the coolest, I think, events we're having, 80s room, celebrating everything 80s culture, from the music to the technology and more. They have their 3D printers, and so that brings, you know, the new and the old together. Books, Comics, and Things has, you know, the newest comics and old comics. Games across the board bring generations together, and we're going to be celebrating gaming in many different ways, from board games to role-playing games and more. There is no end to the generational combinations that can happen in this.
Now, I am kind of curious, with the strength in numbers of your core groups, fan bases, and your proximity to the Ohio state line, what kind of radius are you looking for this?
I foresee people coming from as far away as Ohio, as well as south and north of us. In the past, for our Harry Potter events, we've had people coming as far away from Chicago for these sort of events. I don't know if I'd travel 3.5 hours, but if they do, we're going to try and make their day amazing.
That's fantastic. And meanwhile, dare we guess there's more of this kind of activity on your collective drawing boards?
I definitely hope so. I know we're going to have our movie nights again this summer, 7 times throughout the summer, and we would love to collaborate with not just our partners in this, but other people within Georgetown and have an amazing events there. And if AtCon goes well, it can only get bigger in my mind.
Same for me. I'm very hopeful with the Learn to Bowl classes that people will be intrigued and want to know more and join us in our summer leagues.
It certainly sounds like you're giving the whole city and beyond something wonderful to celebrate. So last question, folks. What does this celebration of all things Fort Wayne do for your sense of place and pride in our community?
Celebrating community. Celebrating Fort Wayne and all the local things, all the people just gathering and being together and learning something new.
For me, it's very much reaching out and being a part of the community. And that's, I think, what I celebrate most about Fort Wayne is our sense of community and the fact that no matter who you are and what you are, there is a place for you here. We celebrate that every day at the store. People are welcome no matter who you are, and we want to extend that in this event and celebrate all things Fort Wayne.
Ashley Holtzberg is general manager of Georgetown Entertainment and Chad Seawald, co-owner of Sweet So Geek. Thanks for sharing this wonderful story with us, you two. Do celebrate on.
And you too, Julia.
Thank you.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.